This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on the patient name. Dolores De Rosa, DOLORESDEROSA, date of birth 07/21/1942. Date of appointment July 11, 2024. Requesting physician Nicole Higgins, NicoleHiggins. PA, dear Nicole Higgins, I have the pleasure of seeing Dolores De Rosa today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 03/07/2024 because of the change in mental status. She was confused and dehydrated. She first went to the Nathan Latour Hospital, then went home, and then came back to St. Mary's Hospital. She was diagnosed with UTI and started on antibiotic. She was dehydrated at that time. Her right side was weak, then the left. MRI of the brain done, which did not show any stroke. CT of the head was negative also. Past medical history. History of renal failure, dyspepsia, history of ITP, irritable bowel syndrome, low back pain, lumbar radiculopathy, essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, lupus erythematosus, fibromyalgia, insomnia, GERD, TMJ, past surgical history, hysterectomy, knee surgery, carpal tunnel release, allergy to Bactrim and egg, medication amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 40 mg, buspirol, magnesium, vitamin D, ciprofloxacin, Promacta, estradiol, hydrocodone, levothyroxine, omeprazole, meclizine, edansoprazole, rizatriptan, zolpidem. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with a daughter. Daughter lives upstairs, she lives downstairs. She has three children, family history, mother deceased due to cancer, father deceased, dementia. One sister deceased, dementia. One brother deceased, alcohol problem. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft wall sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 25 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep plantar reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pimpiric and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease near late onset. Number two, probably left-sided lacunar stroke. Number three, essential tremor. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the RSF 5 mg PO daily. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Later on, she needs medication for essential tremor also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.